Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm here at the bedside of boys and girls throughout the world, sitting on the bedside table, ready to tell you a story about wonderful things that happen all over the world. Yes, as Mr. Candle, I travel the world, and I'm in the homes of millions and billions of boys and girls all over the earth. And I hear their stories, and I hear their activities, and I hear their wonderment. Well, I was up in Russia last night, and as I was sitting at the bedside of this little boy, he was kind of an anemic little boy. He wasn't too well. And his brothers and sisters were all sitting in the far corner of the room. And his mother and father were sitting next to him, holding his hand and talking to him. And he said, "Mommy, Daddy, do you hear Mr. Candle?" And they thought surely their son was not cogent, and they answered him, "Yes, we hear Mr. Candle." "Well, Mommy, Daddy, Mr. Candle said, why don't we have the other boys and girls, my brothers and sisters, why don't we have them all come close so that they can sit in the glow of the candle?" And the mother and father were a little reluctant to do this because they felt that the other children being so close to this sickly child, they might take on whatever that sickness was, and they weren't sure just what that sickness was. And Mr. Candle said to the little boy, "Tell your brothers and sisters to come on in here close, that you won't bother them, you won't hurt them." And little by little, the brothers and sisters moved in closer, and they sat in the beautiful candlelight as the young boy was sharing his candlelight with his family. And then Mr. Candle said to the boy, "You know, sometimes we have a healing that we are not aware of. And we linger on in the appearance of being sick, but we really are whole. Now, would you like to be whole and perfect?" And the little boy says, "Oh, yes, more than anything in the world." And his mother and father still didn't hear Mr. Candle, but his brothers and sisters did. And they said, what is that, son?" "Well, Mr. Candle said that I could be whole and perfect. And I probably was whole and perfect, but the illness was lingering on." And the mother and father says, "Oh, that's nice." Not believing what was going on, they had no real knowledge of it. But the brothers and sisters, they had tuned in to Mr. Candle. Yes, they heard me very well. And they listened. And they said, "Come on now, Stanislav, you can do that. You can do that. You're whole and perfect. You're wonderful." And mother and father were sitting there listening and thinking, "What is this strange talk?" And I spoke again to the little boy, and I said, "Stanislaus, you are a beautiful child. You are a fantastic boy. You have much before you in your life that you're going to do, and you're going to be a wonderful being in your world. Stanislaus, say I'm whole and perfect now, and live it." And so Stanislaus said, "I'm whole and perfect now, and I live it. I'm whole and perfect now, and I live it." And his mother and father still sat there bewildered. But the brothers and sisters, they heard it. And they said, "Go for it, Stanislaus. Go for it. Go for it. Say it, Stanislaus." And Stanislaus says, "I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect." And then Mr. Candle spoke very firmly and very loudly. "Stanislaus, you can get up from your bed right now, and you can walk." And the mother and the father heard the candle, heard me speaking those words, and they said, "Oh, Stanislaus, you might hurt yourself. Oh, Stanislaus." And Stanislaus says to his mother and father, "Mom, Dad, if Mr. Candle says I can do it, I can do it." And so he pushed the covers aside, and he threw his legs over the edge of the bed, something he had not done for a long time. And he stood on his feet a little wobbly at first, and then he says, "I can do it." And he walked around And his brothers and sisters sat there, clapping their hands, saying, "Stanislaus, Stanislaus, how wonderful!" And the mother and father were just utterly amazed. And Stanislaus walked over to his mommy and gave her a big hug and said, "Mommy, I love you." And then he went to his daddy and gave him a big hug and said, "Daddy, I love you." And then he sat down on the edge of his bed and he says, "Mr. Candle, I love you. You can come into my house any time you want." And his brothers and sisters all shouted, "Yes, Mr. Candle, you can come here any time you want. Come, come, come." And all of them, they all had tears in their eyes and tears in their heart, tears of joy, tears of wholeness. Stanislaus got up from bed, healed, because he believed in himself and no longer believed that he had to lay there and be a cripple. Stanislaus shared his candle with his brothers and sisters, and they immediately heard me speak. But his mother and father were so reluctant and so protective of Stanislaus, they couldn't hear me for quite a while. But when they heard me, they broke down and cried such happiness, because Stanislaus was whole and perfect. They believed. Uh-oh! Stanislaus, gotta get back in bed now. Here comes Mr. Sandman, and he's got his pixie dust he wants to sprinkle all over you and send you off into the happy dreamland of realizing you're whole and perfect now and forevermore. And the brothers and sisters said, "Can we run to our beds too?" And they all ran to their bedrooms, and they got in their beds. And Stanislaus gave his mommy and daddy a big hug and a big smooch and said, "I love you." And then the Sandman came along and sprinkled pixie dust all over him, and he fell fast asleep. Boys and girls, when Mr. Candle comes to your house, sitting on the bedside table telling you stories of love, believe it, it's so. This is Mr. Candle, and I'll see you another time. I love you. I love you. I love you.